Life cycle of cells. A cell in an adult organism can be viewed as a steady-state system. The DNA is constantly read out into a particular set of mRNAs, which specify a particular set of proteins. As these proteins function, they are also being degraded and replaced by new ones, and the system is so balanced that the cell neither grows, shrinks, nor changes its function. This static view of the cell, however, misses the all-important dynamic aspects of cellular life. The dynamics of a cell can best be understood by examining the course of its life. A new cell arises when one cell divides, or when two cells, like a sperm and an egg cell, fuse. Either event sets off a cell replication program that is encoded in the DNA and executed by proteins. This program usually involves a period of cell growth during which proteins are made and DNA is replicated, followed by cell division when a cell divides into two daughter cells. Whether a given cell will grow and divide is a highly regulated decision of the body, assuring that an adult organism replaces worn-out cells or makes more cells in response to a new need. Examples of the latter are the growth of muscle in response to exercise or damage, and the proliferation of red blood cells when a person ascends to a higher altitude and needs more capacity to capture oxygen. However, in one major and devastating disease, cancer cells multiply even though they are not needed by the body. To understand how cells become cancerous, biologists have intensely studied the mechanisms that control the growth and division of cells. The cell cycle follows a regular timing mechanism. Most eukaryotic cells live according to an internal clock, that is, they proceed through a sequence of phases, called the cell cycle, during which DNA is duplicated during the synthesis S phase, and the copies are distributed to opposite ends of the cell during mitotic M phase, figure 1-9. Progress along the cycle is controlled at key checkpoints, which monitor the status of the cell. For instance, the internal amount of DNA, or the presence of extracellular nutrients. When certain conditions are met, the cell proceeds to the next checkpoint. The cycle begins after the cell divides into two daughter cells, each containing an identical copy of the parental cell's genetic material. The cell cycle of prokaryotes is simple and fast. Replication of the single chromosome begins at a particular DNA sequence, the replication origin, which is anchored to the cell membrane. Once DNA replication is complete, assembly of new membrane and cell wall forms a septum, which eventually divides the cell into C, figure 17a. Because the origins of the two newly formed chromosomes are anchored to different membrane sites, each daughter cell receives one chromosome. In ideal growth conditions, the bacterial cell cycle is repeated every 30 minutes. Only a few types of eukaryotic cells can grow and divide as quickly as bacteria. Most growing plant and animal cells take 10-20 hours to double in number, and some duplicate at a much lower rate. Many cells in adult animals, such as nerve cells and striated muscle cells, do not divide at all. They have temporarily exited from the cell cycle after mitosis, and entered a paused or quiescent state called G0. Because eukaryotic cells are larger and more complex than prokaryotic cells, a specialized mechanism coordinates their replication of genomic DNA, distribution of chromosomes, and cell division. The complex regulatory events that guide eukaryotic cells from phase to phase are described in Chapter 13. Mitosis apportions the duplicated chromosomes equally to daughter cells. Mitosis is the mechanism in eukaryotes for partitioning the genome equally at cell division. To accomplish this complex task, plant and animal cells build a specialized machine called the mitotic apparatus, which captures the chromosomes and then pushes and pulls them to opposite sides of the dividing cell. Chapter 19. Remarkably, the mitotic apparatus is a temporary structure that exists only during mitosis to distribute the genetic material. Although the events of mitosis unfold continuously, they are conventionally divided into four substages representing phases of chromosome movement. During the first substage, prophase, the replicated chromosomes, each comprising two identical chromatids, are condensed into compact packets and then released to the cytoplasm when the nuclear membrane breaks down. During metaphase and anaphase, the chromosomes are sorted, and each chromatid other pair moves to opposite sides of the cell, figure 110. The end of mitosis is marked by reformation of a membrane around each set of chromosomes, telophase. Division of the cytoplasm, called cytokinesis, then yields two daughter cells, each with a 2N complement of genetic material. Cell division in plant and animal cells differs mainly at cytokinesis. Animal cells divide in two by pinching of the cytoplasm. However, because a plant cell is surrounded by a rigid cell wall, daughter cells are formed by building a new cell membrane and cell wall between the two daughter nuclei, thereby cutting the cytoplasm into two portions. Cell differentiation creates new types of cells. The most complicated example of cellular dynamics occurs when a cell changes, or differentiates, to carry out a specialized function. This process often is marked by a change in the microscopic appearance, or morphology, of the cell. For example, the different structures of a nerve cell and a muscle cell reflect their respective functions in long-distance communication and contraction, highlighting the biological principle that form follows function. Cell differentiation creates the diversity of cell types that arise during the development of an organism from a fertilized egg. This is a process of extensive cell multiplication and differentiation. A mammal that starts as one cell becomes an organism with hundreds of diverse cell types such as muscle, nerve, and skin. Here we see at its most dramatic the power of DNA to control cellular behavior. Development is a DNA-orchestrated set of cellular changes, easily tens of thousands of them, that occur virtually without fail. The almost perfect resemblance of identical twins is a testament to the program encoded by DNA to reproducibly direct the development of a human being. Nowhere is the variety of cellular activities and responses better illustrated than in the body's immune system. It is that many cell types come together in organized tissues specifically designed to allow the body to distinguish its own cells from those of foreign invaders. Within the immune system, we see both development of specialized cells that can recognize invading cells and formation of tissues from cells that originate in various parts of the body. The immune system cells not only actively survey their environment with surface receptor proteins, like antibodies, but also change their properties when they encounter a foreign substance, allowing the body to rid itself of invaders. Cells die by suicide. Unchecked cell growth and multiplication produce a mass of cells, a tumor. Programmed cell death plays the very important role of population control by balancing cell growth and multiplication. In addition, cell death also eliminates unnecessary cells. For example, during embryogenesis, the digits of our fingers and toes are sculpted by the death of cells in the intervening spaces. If these cells remained alive, our hands and feet would become webbed. Thus, the timing and location of cell death, as well as cell growth and division, must be precisely controlled. Cell death follows an internal program of events called apoptosis, in which all traces of a cell vanish. The first visible sign of apoptosis is condensation of the nucleus and fragmentation of the DNA. The cell soon shrivels and is consumed by macrophages. A cell is directed to commit suicide when an essential factor is removed from the extracellular environment or when an internal signal is activated. Thus, the default state of the cell is to remain alive. The discovery of genes that suppress the growth of tumors by activating cell death stimulated an exciting new line of cancer research that may lead to more effective treatment strategies.